You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday, which we like to refer to as Camel Eve around here. It's a gorgeous day, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You sound like your allergies have dissipated, like you're doing better.
I'm just holding them in.
Oh, okay. Just don't breathe for the next 3 hours.
I'm just fine. Really concentrating hard.
All right. Let's do it. I've never heard that cure, but I need to know how that works. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you today. 3 o'clock today, Jeff Poor, who's very often on Wednesdays with us doing the Grand Council, he'll be on because we're going to talk through some issues related to Alabama, the land of the free, which I'll cover more in detail here in just a moment. But yeah, Jeff Poor today at 3 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that. Good commentary every time he comes on. And that triple dipper, man, it is so full. Hit it, bud.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. And first out the gate, I'm calling it Land of the Free. And I'm actually talking about Alabama. Land of the free. So a new study came out that shows where we rank in comparison to other states. Things like places to locate a business, economic outlooks, where do we rank in terms of the conservatism of our legislature, all these things. I got metrics. Are we the land of the free? I will talk about that as number one on the triple dipper. You're not going to want to miss it. And the number two, in case you didn't see it, as Alicia, the cat herder here at Right Side, just said a moment ago, apparently Biden phoned it in.
Yes.
he phoned it in. He announced he wants 4 more years. Got to finish what we started. There's a heck of a slogan. Rather than saying, look at all I've done, he goes, I got to finish what I started. Well, okay, he phoned it in by video. That's his great announcement. He sent out a video of him announcing he's going to run for 4 more years. So the whole number two is called 4 more years. That's it, with exclamation points at the end of it. And then number three on the triple dipper, I'm calling it insurrection protection. So apparently it's an insurrection if you get rowdy when you go to your state capitol or you go to your U.S. capitol. And granted, some of that stuff should not have happened. Was there a riot? Yes, on January 6th, apparently there was. But not everybody rioted. But there were people there. But it was an insurrection. But if you're a liberal and you do that, what do you get? You get insurrection protection. Yeah. I mean, you get encouraged. You get invited to the White House. You get a seat at the table, man, because insurrection protection, when you're a liberal, it's there for you. It's like insurance. You just, hey, we'll take care of that. You come on down. So, yeah, number three on the triple dipper, we'll talk about it, and it's historical. It's not just lately. Insurrection protection. Y'all stay tuned for that one. And by the way, I got to go ahead and acknowledge a text. So Jimmy from Delrose, Tennessee, he already wants to know, Phil, what do you think the chances are of Trump asking Tucker Carlson to be his VP?
Oh, look at there.
At least make him your communications director or something.
Yeah.
I would love to see Tucker Carlson running the press corps in place of Karine Jean-Pierre.
Oh, that'd be awesome. that would be pretty awesome.
He would get that maniacal laugh when they ask him a stupid question.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so Jimmy, I don't know, man, but that's a heck of an idea. All right, let me jump over to my opening comments for the day. And it reminds me, Tucker Carlson. So this week has been odd, right? I mean, if it weren't for the fact that so much of the last few years has felt odd, then it might have just blown right by. But yesterday, we did learn that Tucker Carlson was preparing for his Monday evening award-winning ratings giant show, and that his show was abruptly taken off the air. I mean, gone. Just like that. The number one ratings giant in all of network news was just done. Well, a few years ago, that happened to Megyn Kelly. Before that, Bill O'Reilly. Before that, Glenn Beck. But those prior terminations were during different times, times that didn't feel quite so odd. I mean, some might say this is just another shakeup at another news network. I mean, after CNN and MSNBC and others have been rotating their talent on and off the air lately. And, of course, that liberal hootenanny soy boy, Don Lemon, he was terminated by CNN the last few days. So it's an equal opportunity bloodletting, right? Liberal and conservative? Yeah, but see, Lemon had zero ratings impact. In the world of ratings, Tucker Carlson's voice was giant. And right before Tucker, Dan Bongino was taken down. And just last week, Daily Wire's Matt Walsh faced multiple hacks on his accounts and threats by YouTube to deplatform him. And then this morning, I heard something that really got my conspiracy theory side going into overdrive. You've heard me talk about some of the issues surrounding liberal cultural pushes being foisted by BlackRock. BlackRock, with its senior executives behind much of the push for things like ESG, corporate realignment, part of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. And just recently it became known that BlackRock has acquired a 12.4% ownership of, you guessed it, Fox Corporation. So as Tucker deliberately and intellectually and convincingly espoused opinions to a wider and wider audience about conservative policies and fighting woke agendas and standing up for basic liberties, BlackRock, one of the most ardently active organizations seeking to counter everything Tucker Carlson spoke about, everything that this show, Right Side Radio, stands for, became a large shareholder in the network that controlled his ability to even message his conservative views. And I find that odd, to say the least. Charlene showed me a Twitter thread this morning before I left the house. It was Glenn Beck. He had an open message to Carlson, telling him that he himself had been through this when his message became too much for Fox to stand, and inviting Tucker to come over to Glenn Beck's Blaze TV. In his words, we have plenty of space, we have plenty of money, they can't deplatform us, and the Tucker's followers will go with him. Maybe so. What I do know is that Tucker Carlson can be successful. He started the Daily Caller. He spent years as a Fox co-host and years again as a standalone Fox personality. But I find myself thinking this whole scenario is just odd. But it's also not unexpected. You see, conservative views are threatening to the mainstream. They certainly threaten liberals. But they are also extremely relevant and worthy of airtime. That's why voices who espouse the truth from a conservative view are so under the gun right now. An article was written roughly 16 years ago, in U.S. News. It was an opinion piece by someone named Naomi Wolf, and it was titled, Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps. Now, I hesitate to use the word fascism because I believe the left has so overused it and even co-opted the meaning of it with groups like Antifa. The article was actually written from a liberal viewpoint against the Bush administration. Naomi Wolf is a liberal, a former Clinton and Gore advisor, and a feminist. But she also calls them as she sees them, and she was recently banned from Twitter prior to Elon Musk for speaking out against COVID lockdowns and mandatory vaccines. So this piece by Wolf that I'm referencing today, it could go either way. Because what she attempted to portray was the fact that tyranny begins nearly every time with the same 10 steps. The same 10 steps. Things like creating an internal or external boogeyman, the onset of thuggish tactics, a societal surveillance system, the harassment of citizen groups, banning dissent, suspending the rule of law, just to name a few. But the one that got me in the wake of the Tucker Carlson exit with BlackRock owning part of Fox, the one that got me was number 8 on her list because it feels like we're there right now. Control of the press. She points out that Italy in the 1920s, Germany in the 30s, East Germany in the 50s, Czechoslovakia in the 60s, the Latin American dictatorships in the 70s, China in the 80s and 90s, all dictatorships and would-be dictators, they did things like targeting newspapers and journalists. They threatened and harassed them in more open societies that they are seeking to close. They arrested them in worse in societies that were closed already. And she goes on to say that over time, when closing off societies, that real news is often supplanted by what she called back in 2007 fake news and false documents. And she points out that things like Chilean dictator Pinochet, he showed his citizens false documents to back up his claims that terrorists were about to strike the nation as justification for extreme actions that he was taking. She goes on to say it's often not just the concept of seizing control of the media, though, that often happens. It's more often just a muddying of the issues, a blurring of the lines, a blending of the message. You may have heard the song Waiting on the World to Change by singer-songwriter John Mayer. In one line, that song says, when you own the information, oh, you can bend it all you want. And so I return to BlackRock and Tucker Carlson, and I find myself thinking, well, BlackRock owns a big chunk of the delivery, so they bent the message. And he couldn't keep it going without their platform, so they decided to pretend that all was well and get a more accommodating host, and voila, muddying the waters. My friends, this is how democracies die. And I say that having seen other countries whose populations did not have the ability to speak freely and what their lives were like. But a new book is out. I've only read about it. I can't say I've actually read it yet. It's titled How Democracies Die, with a subtitle being What History Reveals About Our Future. It's written by a pair of Harvard professors, Stephen Levinsky and Daniel Ziblatt. The two authors make the point that when it comes to our freedom, we all have a stake in the outcome. They are not conservative authors, by the way. They apparently can't stand Trump. But their point is that democracies more often die in slow, piecemeal fashion by persistent abuses of power by authoritarian leaders, with things like crushing and muddying the ability for freedom-loving people to get their message out. The book ends by saying, previous generations of Europeans and Americans made extraordinary sacrifices to defend our democratic institutions against powerful external threats. Our generation, which grew up taking democracy for granted, it now faces a difficult task. We must prevent it from dying from within. Well, I agree. And I believe that one of the means by which we do so is to consistently make sure we're getting the message out. Because in the case of preserving freedom, silence is not golden. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, I look at it and I think, oh, okay, so Tucker Carlson's gone. And oh, by the way, BlackRock owns 12.5%. Is that a controlling enough, you know, shareholder stake? I don't know. All I know is the whole thing is just odd in a weird kind of sick sort of way. All right, folks, we got to keep messaging, and we're going to do it as long as we possibly can. You guys stay tuned. Right Side Radio, we'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, so kind of keeping with that theme of my monologue a moment ago, I am determined to do everything we can to find all the various ways by which we can make sure that our message gets out. And luckily, I've got Boomer because I don't know what any of these buttons do. So you've heard me say it before, but the old joke is, in the Army, I was what they call a push-to-talk guy, which means if I was to talk to my radio guy and say, Selesky, I need to talk to somebody back at headquarters, yada, yada. Hey, sir, frequency modulation and sunspots and amplitudes and yada, yada. And I'd say, if I push the little button, will I just talk to somebody? Oh, yes, sir. That's all I want to know. And so luckily, last night I had one of those moments. I'm sitting there at the house, and I saw a post from Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire. And you talk about a guy who's been under assault lately. By the liberals. Progressives hate that guy. How dare he call out the two-gender notion and say there's only two genders. Everybody knows there's like 70 genders. Doesn't he understand? Anyway, Matt Walsh is getting hacked. He's having his podcast taken down. He's facing all kinds of threats. He's had to cancel appearances because they're threatening his family. I mean, it's ridiculous. But in the middle of all that, last night he said, YouTube has threatened to deplatform me. So from here on, I am streaming my message on Twitter, which since Elon Musk bought it, in his words, is the only free social media, First Amendment platform. And so I sent that to Boomer. And then I come in today, and Boomer's got us on Twitter.
We're on Twitter now.
Daggone.
So we got to make sure we get on, so we're not going to be censored.
No.
No censoring.
We will avoid at all costs the opportunity for them to easily deplatform us. So you've got us though in a variety of places, right?
Yeah, we're all over the place right now. So we're live video streaming to Facebook, our website. We got YouTube. We have Twitch and now Twitter.
Twitch. The whole thing makes me twitch. But the
just another platform.
So,
that,
so on Twitter, by the way, if you want to see it streaming, like you can always find me at Sen Phil Williams. That's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. My account has been active for quite a while, but now you've got us on a new one.
Yeah, I just set up a new one just for Right Side. You can actually either look up Right Side Radio, or the best way is to look up R.S. Ruffian.
R.S. Ruffian, as in right bunch side of Right Ruffian. Side Ruffians.
Yeah.
All right, and then I retweeted it back over to my page. Here's the thing. I would encourage you to do this. If you're on Twitter, go in there, find, because we wind up trending. The more people do this, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but we wind up trending in social media world. If, for instance, if you go to Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, go to Twitter and just retweet the live broadcast from at RS Ruffian, or you can grab it off of mine because I've already got it up on there right now, at Sen Phil Williams. But go find it and then just hit retweet. And next thing you know, the live stream of Right Side Radio is on your social media and all your followers see it.
That's right.
And then all God's children begin to see it. And what I need next is for Elon Musk to see it and hit like.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's where it goes. Now, there's other platforms. There's things out there like Rumble and Substack and others, and we're actually investigating some of those because the intent is that as you know, as Biden now seeks his second term, oh, God, I'll have a whole segment on that later. But as Biden now seeks his second term, you can already imagine that the conservative message is going to get more and more under the gun. And we're going to make sure that we do everything it takes to preserve our capacity to get the word out to you so that we can do what we say we do every day, which is get on this air and educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you, because that's our mission. And then, you know, with the message itself, with the message is we don't mind anybody hearing us say Jesus is Lord and America's great and Alabama's beautiful. And oh, by the way, life is worth living. And yeah, all that plus is only two genders. Wow. It's amazing that we have to say that. Why do I even have to say that?
It's sad.
It is sad, actually. But nonetheless, we're there for you. Raven from Russellville just texted in and says, Boomer, a lot of us are on Rumble, too. Looking into Rumble right now, Raven. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, he said, that's what wives want from their husbands, a push-to-talk feature. Talking about me. They just want to be able to push-to-talk. There you go. All right. I don't want to hear from you till I push the button. Okay. Bama from Huntsville. To elaborate on Phil's thoughts on Tucker, he says, I read that they had to get rid of Tucker because Murdoch is looking to sell Fox and Tucker is too polarizing and Fox would have more suitors without Carlson there. We'll see, man. The theories are running wild. I still like the one that was sent in by Jimmy from Delrose, Tennessee. He's going to be Trump's VP. Whoop, whoop! All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.